Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Managing Enterprise Events into a Single View with Business Service Management from IBM. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and include a question and answer session. Today's teleconference is being recorded. In this teleconference, you'll learn about a methodology to get ZOS events into Tivoli NetCool Omnibus and, in turn, Tivoli Business Service Manager. We'll highlight the Tivoli event pump and contrast it with other methods. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our speaker for today's teleconference, Clayton Chang, Senior Product Manager, Tivoli Business Service Management, IBM Software Group.
Yes, thanks. I'd like to start off on this presentation on page 2, please. We'll be heading into the agenda right now, looking at we're giving you a basic introduction, talking about what is event management, what is the event pump for ZOS, and, of course, the final topic for today was how all this can tie into business service management. Page 3, integrated service management. We're always looking at how to best manage our environments. Visibility, control, and automation are really the three key areas of how to best manage from a service perspective. And within this conversation I'm about to have with you, we're really going to take into account the key area of visibility and control. How can we best understand what is happening and monitor in real time? And how can we better react and more understand what is happening in our environment? Page 4. What is an event? Well, events are happening all around us. I think we all realize that a world that we're dealing with today is continuously being bombarded with events. As you can see on this particular slide I have in front of you now, an event is simply an action that has occurred or can be the absence of an action that should be occurring. Very much so that if something is not happening, it's also important to know that something is not happening, and it's also important to know if something is happening. So an event can be either one of those situations. But more importantly, when we're thinking about an event, we want to understand is which has relevance to the business. But we know that in many businesses, constant bombardment of events are constantly happening. Large companies, as you see them on my slide, can experience up to 800 billion business events every single day. And what we want to do is somehow figure out how to manage these events. Page 5. Well, here at IBM, every year we run some very extensive CIO studies. And these CIO studies can be easily downloaded off our IBM.com website to be well read and understood by simply anybody who wants it. These studies we are conducting throughout the world, and we talk to CIOs, and we ask them some very specific questions in terms of our need to understand what they're interested in. And our CIOs are simply telling us CIOs require more insight into their business. Quite simply, they want to understand about if there's any waste. How can I manage my cost? How can I more effectively manage my inventory? Do I have any unhappy customers, right? Do I have any paper-intensive processing? Understand that these situations are constantly happening in today's businesses all over the world. And this lack of visibility into operations leads to many business problems. Page 6, please. Events come from all products and consoles. What we're doing within IBM is we want to make sure we understand the full end-to-end effect of everything that is happening within your IT organization. So not only are we dealing with the end-to-end consumer, but we also want to take a look at all your distributed processes, your transactions, and certainly all your mainframe resources. Events are spanning your entire enterprise, and there are a variety of tools to help you manage these. In terms of understanding what events are coming from these and how can we understand which of these events are most impacting your business. Moving on to page 7, Tivoli has a wide service management portfolio spanning the ZOS platform to ZVM platform to distributed platform. What I'm doing here in this particular conversation I'm having with you now is understanding what the true effects are on the Z-type platform. We see the Z portfolio across the top, all the Omegamons. That is in a large circle. Across the left-hand side of the screen, we can see Tivoli Business Service Manager, tab for ZOS, and Event Pump for ZLS. These are the areas that I'm going to be concentrating on in this talk with you, in that these are the areas that you can best affect and best manage all the events that are occurring around your enterprise. Next page, page 8. Z Enterprise and Service Management. Now, we all know about System Z. In fact, it is one of the key platforms in terms of providing a strong case for centralizing management of all your hardware, firmware, your hypervisor across all of Z. It provides you with a full integrated service management, providing all the capabilities for fully centralizing your management of the operating system, your middleware, storage, network, and any sort of resources that are composed to deliver a specific business service. So Z Enterprise really combines all the best elements of how to manage across your entire enterprise. Page 9. Page 9 represents business service management from the standpoint of this particular triangle or pyramid that you're seeing in front of you. For this particular conversation right now, I want to concentrate on the event collection, the concepts of domain-specific management, such as Omegamon, and the larger circle you see in the middle of the screen called Consolidated Operations Management. This deals with key areas that are needed to understand how to collect and manage all your events into a single pane of glass. Page 10 talks about Consolidated Operations Management. First of all, what does it do for me, and what is it? Right? Well, first of all, we want to be able to reduce cost of operations. We want to be able to manage more with less resources. We want to be more efficient. We want to be more effective. We want to make sure that we can future-proof our environment by putting forth something that is ultra-scalable with very, very low cost of ownership. And we want to protect any existing investments going forward. Thirdly, we want to be able to provide visibility and correlation across all the silos that you're having to manage. By bringing together all these separate management domains for a much more effective mean time to repair. And single point of integration for EMSs. These are event management systems. These are management domains. These are service desks that can enable more efficient automation. We also want to be able to support your business growth. Open architecture, enabling expansion without re-engineering. Nothing's worse than having to re-engineer something you've already built. You want to make sure we can support any business growth you might have. In other words, are you adding more business services? Can we support that without re-engineering all these applications that have already been written? Service differentiation. Provide customer views with performance and quality service type reporting. We know that customer perception is a reality. You want to make sure that you support all the service level agreements and make sure they're manageable and meaningful. And finally, for those of you that are working in a regulatory compliance industry, we want to make sure that we're providing a proper framework to help for fast requirements in terms of SOCs or concepts like Basel II can be satisfied. So going forward, what is event management? As I've just said before, event management is happening all around you. Billions and billions of events are happening. An event, again, doesn't have to necessarily be something that's happened, but it also can be the absence of something that is supposed to happen. So from the standpoint of an event can be a fault. In other words, is something wrong happening? Or quite simply an up or down situation? In other words, is an application up? Or is an application down? Or simply right, another way of putting it, is an application not running when it's supposed to be running. We're also consider the availability of an application, the reliability of an application, and the resiliency of an application or a service. These are all concepts that are part of event management in this conversation. So what is event management? On the next page, page 12. Extended into a complex network environment, events happen anywhere inside of these environments here. You can have a very large, complex infrastructure, but ultimately, always, the goal is for complete end-to-end management that it can be consolidated or focused on the exact root cause as a problem-related situation. And where possible, we want to be able to automate that resolution to respond to any problem in the entire environment. Now, all that, of course, will lead to a reduction in mean time to repair and maintaining good service for your customers. So what we're talking about here is making sure that we understand what event management is and that it certainly always extends into even the most complex networked environments. Page 13. Well, of course, our event-driven world, right? We have several different types of events. I think we all realize that there's these business events, kind of I alluded to earlier in the discussion, right? Can it be an electronic signal? Or let's say a message, a phone call, a text message, an email message, indicating that there might be a change of state of a business that is currently occurring. A change of state, right? In other words, a degradation of a specific service. So a business event processing is the ability to sense when an event or an event pattern is occurring or not occurring according to some actionable business situation. And coordination of the right response at the right time. Again, this all has to take place in our event-driven world. The next page, page 14, really compares what is a business event to an IT event. Well, I think I've just sort of discussed what a business event is, but here an example shows that you've got a business user. The example here I have here in mind is, in terms of a business event, is you have a loan underwriting process is backing up. Somehow you're queuing up on a loan underwriting process. There seems to be a problem here. Well, a business monitor might indicate a backload because a threshold has been exceeded. What's the solution for that? The solution for that might be we need to add more underwriters, right, so we can handle that backload. Well, that's a business-level type event. And that would certainly cause a critical problem if you're providing this as a business service to consumers. On the other side of the page, on page 14, we see here that you're dealing with an IT type of an event. The database server is down or failing. Well, we kind of understand that. Then what's the solution? Well, what would be the way to fix that? Well, you might have to restart it or simply recycle the database, right? Well, how do you now understand that this IT solution might be related to the business problem that's happening on the other side of the page, right? You have to understand what the priority is. Well, what I'm talking about here is an integrated solution where you're taking the business event, you're combining it with the IT event, which is a database down, and you're coming up with an integrated solution. So you're correlating this loan underwriting process, which is a backlog event, and you're combining that with the IT database problem. And then you're able now to send this action to the proper person within your organization saying, hey, we have a business problem that's been triggered. It might be caused by this IT problem on the other side. And now we can send an action to the proper person, giving it the proper prioritization that this database may need to be recycled or restarted. So that's really an explanation of how to deal with business events in this discussion that I'm having with you today. Well, how do we deal with this from event processing from a System Z standpoint? Well, System Z, obviously, is one of the key areas for the entire organization. It usually contains all the critical applications of most of the major corporations in the world. I'm moving on to page 16. What is an event on ZOS? Well, it's simply a notification or a message or alert on a log file record. Right? It could be something as simple as that, that indicates a change in an application availability or status. It could mean that a database is down. It could mean that MQ series is not transferring one message through one platform to another. But it's simply a notification that a change in an application, some availability of an application has altered, change in status. So what happens is a monitored performance metric that indicates a change in component usage of a particular resource is then well understood. Most events, actually, are not forwarded, but you want to only forward the ones that need to be acted on. And you can do that either through automation, or you can do that manually. You want to be able to have the required correlation with other systems, components, or other application business events to make sure that you're really isolating the proper root cause of the problem. In other words, you want to make sure you're eliminating the symptoms of a problem and only concentrating on the exact problem. I think we all realize that if a server goes down, it causes other triggers or events to take place within a typical enterprise that may be just symptomatic of that server going down. We want to make sure that if we're going to attack a specific problem, we attack and isolate the exact root cause, not the symptoms of the problem, but the exact root cause. And existing automation and defined manual actions may already identify the events to be forwarded to a product, which we're going to call NetCool Omnibus, which is an event management product by Tivoli, which I'm going to talk about next on page 17. Tivoli's EOS management integrated for end-to-end solutions. I think the title says it all. IBM Tivoli's NetCool Omnibus is a collection point. It's a platform for centralizing all your events, whether they be on the ZOS, whether they be on the distributed platforms, whether they be on your network. Any of these events can be centralized on the Tivoli NetCool Omnibus platform. It's called event management. If this centralization is key to being able to isolate and suppress all the symptoms, and thus pointing out the exact root cause of the problem, because you can only do so when you have a proper centralization of all these events. On page 18 is an illustration just showing how your distributed events can also be sent to NetCool Omnibus as well, or virtually any source that you might have. It could be in any IBM monitoring system, which is ITM from IBM Tivoli. It could be coming from any platform, any database, any application, a web infrastructure, it doesn't matter. All the events can be sent to NetCool Omnibus. On page 19 is an illustration of your ZOS platform from an OmegaMon standpoint. OmegaMon, as a lot of us know, is a performance management solution. The performance management solution means it shows you when something is being degraded or it has the capability of notifying you when there is a degradation of a particular service. Not necessarily if the service is up or down, that's important, but if a service is running, it may actually be degraded. In other words, the response time may not be up to what it's supposed to be. That's called degradation. And what OmegaMon can do is provide you with not only whether something is up or down, but also when it's also degraded or when performance is being affected. So here on page 19 is an indication of all the OmegaMon products that also can be sent into NetCool Omnibus. And finally, the key topic here is the Event Pump for ZOS. The Event Pump for ZOS is a unique product. The unique product is that it can respond to the state and status of any condition within your ZOS environment, and using the Event Pump can send that state or status information into the Omnibus solution. There are many ways of getting state and status, or why don't we just say events, into Omnibus. I start out by looking at the ways of getting into it. There are many different ways. One is, of course, your distributed platforms, your monitoring systems. The next way would be your OmegaMon environment, your OmegaMon solution. And the third way is, of course, your event pump method, getting as much of the state and status or your events into Omnibus as possible to provide that single pane of glass solution. On page 21, state and status in ZOS. You know, what is it? You know, what is it that we're collecting on? Well, we're collecting on many different conditions within your ZOS environment. Kicks, right? If a buffer is full, that is a state or status change. And those events are then being transferred into Omnibus, and then ultimately can be sent into Tivoli Business Service Manager to provide you with a visualization of what is happening in the system. So KIX, DB2, IMS, the ZOS system itself, PWS, Tivoli Workload Scheduler, other products within the ZOS environment can all then be sent into Omnibus and ultimately into Tivoli Business Service Manager, which can, of course, be deployed in either your Linux on System Z or any distributed platform that you might have. So let's dig a little deeper into the event pump for ZOS, and I'm on page 22. The event pump for ZOS is a product designed, again, to do one thing and do one thing very well. It is a way of collecting state and status out of your ZOS environment. It retrieves state and status from your environment and can send that data into your single pane of glass, omnibus, event management solution, and thus can also be sent into Tivoli Business Service Manager. I can direct any source of events in through that method using the event pump. On page 23, how does the event pump work? Well, quite simply, all systems or subsystems write messages to your System Z syslog. That syslog can be scanned and read by the event pump. It reads the message, it generates the proper EIF code, which is an event integration facility that's sent into NetCool Omnibus. That method is based on customer-defined rules. That simply means you don't need to send all the events that come up under ZOS into Omnibus, but only those that you want to send in, which I think is key. The event pump for ZOS can be used with Tivoli Business Service Manager 4.2.1 or version 6.x, NetCool Omnibus version 7.2.1 and above, or really any other IBM product that can consume EIF. Page 24, event feeds. From the feeds we get, how do we figure out what messages we should be using that are sent to the syslog? Well, quite simply, there is something called a registration process, which we provide you with either directly from IBM out of the box, or you can actually have your own registration process. You can produce your own. But messages essentially will go through a registration process where it is decided which messages are forwarded from the syslog or state and status to either NetCool Omnibus or TBSM. So these feeds then are provided by Tivoli, have been put together by best practices so messages can be forwarded and used by the business to get value from day one. So in other words, we're providing you with a very complete set of best practices messages that already can be used by us, or of course, if you wish, you can also program in your own. There's no restriction. On page 25 shows an event pump ZOS flow. And on the more on the right side of the diagram that you're seeing in front of you is the distributed platforms. On the left side is your mainframe, or what we'll call the host system. This is an illustration showing how a message from a ZOS platform, the host or host system, can then transmit messages from a host system to a distributed system, which is operating your consolidation system, which is Omnibus, and then ultimately into TBSM. So for a quick example here, starting off, example number one, you see the numerical on page 25. It shows resource A on CICS, log file is full. That is, in fact, the trigger of an event. Option number two says event pump generates EIF event for resource A. Step number three says EIF probe consumes EIF event from the event pump. So at that point, the event has been transmitted from the host system into the distributed system. Step number four, Omnibus triggers the actions based on the event. And step number five, the UI, which is TBSM in this case, displays resource A state and status data, or simply says CICS log file is full. Now, this is a fairly simple step-by-step process, but essentially you get the idea that we're collecting information from your ZOS environment, and we're transmitting that via EIF into Omnibus. Omnibus can do its processing and correlation, and then it's displayed via a UI, a user interface. Page 26, bringing ZOS events to a single source consolidated operations management view. In 27, Tivoli NetCo Omnibus event management. As I said earlier in the presentation, all things come together with Tivoli NetCo Omnibus. That is your event management centralized control system. And this slide illustrates how all the different things that can come into it. It can provide you with events. You could send events to it coming in from your network, from servers, transmission layers, network layer, application layers. It has the ability to collect data from Tivoli monitoring systems, Event Pump, OmegaMon, NetView for ZOS. It can also bidirectionally communicate with trouble ticketing systems. It can talk to relational databases or customer care systems. It provides you with a very, very key centralized control system. And from this, I could send data up into any number of different user interfaces, such as Web GUI or Tivoli Business Service Manager, provide you with a full visualization of what's happening across the board in your environment. Page 28 shows a view of this consolidation of all the events coming into a centralized point. This is, in fact, NetCo Omnibus, showing all the events coming in, prioritized, and even colored, so you can see exactly what's happening in your environment. It doesn't matter if these are Z events, if these are network events, or just coming from some distributed system, you're seeing every event being consolidated and organized in a single pane of glass, which is what we're really looking for. That is what's key. Page 29 is, again, another fuller example of Omnibus showing some graphic displays and showing the situation where we're showing then, again, all the events coming to a centralized point. Just wanted to show some quick examples as to what that might look like from an Omnibus standpoint. So what's the next step? Now that I have everything focused in from an event standpoint using NetCo Omnibus, I believe the next step for many of us is business service management. And here I'm moving on to page 31. Page 31, we're back to the pyramid. We looked at the pyramid earlier. We saw at the very bottom, I circled it. We saw event collection, followed by domain management, and the next layer up was consolidated operations management. That middle layer is NetCo Omnibus. That's event management. But now that we have that fully ingrained in our discussion here in this presentation, the next logical step for that typically is business service management. Now that we have all my events funneling into a central point, I can now fully utilize and visualize all those events into a business service management view. And back to the concept of today's management needs to be end-to-end. So that concept never changes. So not only are we concentrating on getting all our events centralized, but we certainly want to make sure once the events are all centralized, we want to make sure our visualizations are fully centralized and coming to a single pane of glass as well. And that is on page 33. So here I'm going to introduce the concept of Tivoli Business Service Manager for the enterprise, or business service management. Page 34, what is the role of business service management? Simple definition, BSM, or business service management, is a top-down approach to IT service management. And typically that begins and centers around the ability of IT operations to measure and improve delivery against operational objectives. You can call that service level objectives, SLAs, and business commitments as a means for prioritizing, so you know what's important, and maximizing the positive impact of IT investments and assets on the business. It's really here to increase your visibility and value of IT. At the same time, you want to support alignment of all your business objectives. If you recall from a previous example that I gave earlier in the presentation, I was defining the events where we had business events and we had IT events. They don't always perfectly align, but what business service management helps you accomplish is that alignment so that when you have a backup, let's say my example of the loan underwriting process seems to be backing up, and on the other side of the coin you had the IT systems with a database having problems or down, now you're able to bring those two conditions together. That's called an alignment between your business and IT. And that's what business service management is designed to do, is help take an event that's happening on the business side, an event happening on the IT side, and bringing them together so it makes sense. Page 35, business service management is designed to solve multiple business problems. Not only is it there to consolidate your events, as I've been speaking to in this presentation, but it helps you prioritize the resolution. It helps you identify and effectively assign your key resources where they most effectively can solve the problem. It prioritizes issues according to very, very specific business impacts. And to do so, we look at things such as business impacts, metrics, key performance indicators known as KPIs, service level agreements, SLAs, which help prioritize all the actions. So KPIs, you can now look at things such as, if you're in the financial world, the number of trades succeeded or failed in the last hour, the number of customers perhaps have lost mobile connectivity. Again, that might be one example for one of our telco customers, telephone companies, cable operators, for instance. What kind of response time was promised? Everybody's looking for a good response time. How many customers that you have were on hold waiting for a particular service? Everybody wants to make sure they provide the best possible service for their customers. And that's essentially what business service management is designed to do. Digging in a little deeper on page 36, business service management provides the visibility in real time, and that's the key. Business service management, or BSM, is designed to operate in real time, provide you with issues and conditions that are happening now, showing that to you in a visualization, in a dashboard, let's say. So you can see that it isn't happening 10 minutes ago, half an hour ago, or an hour ago, but what is happening right now. We call that real-time information consolidated into customizable dashboards. Page 37. In this, I'm showing you some simple real-time business dashboards. I'm using a business banking example because it tends to be well understood by most people in the world. Everybody seems to understand the concept of banking, the usage of getting a mortgage, a loan, or an ATM card. So the next couple of pages will just show you some simple BSM, business service management, banking examples that might well represent what might be happening inside an organization such as a bank. So you can see on page 37, you see that you've got indicators for a teller, indicators for maybe your online system, your mortgage brokering system. You see a map of the world on there. You see brokerage systems. I think what's key to this is that what you're not seeing on here is technology. You're not seeing CPU, right? You're not seeing servers. Not that they're not important, but you're seeing something here that is more business-oriented, like teller operations, mortgage brokers. By putting things in this state, you're first able to understand what is happening to my business, what are the effects on my specific business. Here in the example, you see the mortgage system is running yellow, meaning, well, there might be a problem there. We might be exceeding a specific threshold or a service level that we're required to take. Let's go on to page 38 and then drill down just one step deeper. From this example, you see that we just drilled down to page 38, which is really the next step in the analysis in this example here for the mortgage processing. We saw in the previous slide that the mortgage processing was turning yellow, the light was yellow, meaning you were in kind of a warning state. Here on page 38, you're seeing that the light is, in fact, red, followed by a series of green examples. But you can see very specifically that the application step is red, meaning, well, I think we're having a problem there while all the other ones are green. Drilling down a little deeper on the same page, you can see that in the eastern quadrant of the United States, the logon processing seems to be having problems as well as the approval process. Well, here in this quick example, this is a business service management example. We're not looking at technology. We're not looking at databases, servers, or CPUs, but we're looking at the actual service that is being affected by what might be happening in the underlying IT infrastructure. So, again, as I close out on this presentation, this is just a key example of how filtering all the events up into a centralized pane of glass, and then processing that into a visualization dashboard known as Business Service Manager can provide you with some very, very key directions on how to solve your business impacts and how to drill down to specific root causes of problems. Page 39 just simply closes out as my final slide on event processing. In this particular presentation, I've talked about Tivoli's Business Service Manager, NetCool Omnibus, and concentrated on the event pump for ZOS, and how those three products, when they come together, can provide you with some very key understanding of your business activity, provide you with active diagnostics, predictive processing, understanding the analytics across your stream and volume. So with that, what I'd like to do now is turn it back over to the operator for questions. Operator?
Thank you, Clayton. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Question 1. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. We'll pause for just a moment. Question 2. Was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Again, we'll pause for just a moment. Question 3. Are you currently using a Tivoli Business Service Manager? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And our last question. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving information on this solution. If yes, press star 1. If no info is desired at this time, press star 2. Again, we'll pause for a moment. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time. At this time, I will turn the call over to our speaker while we wait for questions.
Yes, thank you very much.
And as a reminder, it's star 1 to ask a question at this time. And at this time, we have no questions.
Okay, operator, thank you very much. At this point, we can probably be safe in closing out the call. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to dial in and listening on this topic. Thank you very much.
And this does conclude today's conference call. We appreciate your participation. You may now disconnect.